Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
What a different day today is. This is Sunday, August 14th. Isn't it amazing how fast the year's going? It just seems like yesterday it was March, and it was raining like hell, and we couldn't get anything done around here. And now this place is in full swing. We've been cutting wood all day. Yours truly was out with a chainsaw, just kicking ass and taking names. So I had a great time. Chopping wood. We have got this place looking pretty good. It's got a lot more work to do, but we are going to continue on. My cousin may be out here about 6 weeks, so between him and me, two guys full-time on it, we're going to get this place in shape. So anyway, you're listening to Soulstream. I'm your host, of course, John Almada. What a weird night we had last night on Soulstream. It was the full moon, and man, the freaks were out at night, and yours truly too, because I was dumping water all over my console. So I have now made a policy change here in the studio that we will not be putting water on our equipment. That's a forbidden. That's a no-no. So anyway, we are sitting here. Actually, my guest, Brenda, I have to say thanks to her. She is a wonderful medium, great friend, and we had a great time last night. It was definitely strange readings, but you know, full moons just kind of do that. So, but we're going to be talking with my good friend Elizabeth Rose. I was on her show yesterday, so we did an even trade here. She's on my show today, and she is a medium, and she's out coming in from Phoenix, Arizona. A wonderful place. I've been down there. It's probably a little hot down there right now. They tend to come out at night there. They're kind of a night people this time of year. So let's hope that it cools down a little bit for them. I've got the, of course, I've got the new mind lamp running here in the studio. Some very interesting things. Before show, Elizabeth was in chat room, and she was typing things. And as she was typing, the mind lamp would turn purple. And it was like every single time she would type something, it would go purple. So that's a very high spiritual color. Still learning what this thing is. Now it's just turned blue. But we're still learning what this thing is doing. Good news is today I did get one of the video cameras ready to go, and we're going to mount that up on the roof line over where I sit. So you guys will actually get to see me. I'm going to download software for my Ubuntu box, my Linux box, and we'll provide, I think, a snapshot every minute. So we'll be taking snapshots, and you guys will see what I'm doing. And I'm going to try to make it so I can take snapshots at will, just with a mouse click, too. That way, when we have contests to see if you guys can change the color of my mind lamp, so you guys get to be part of this. We'll be able to actually have you see what's happening here in studio. So, and I may even get into actually streaming video. We're looking at that real hard. So we'll figure that out. I see a couple of guests out there just watching you, letting you know I'm keeping an eye out, just making sure that you log in, because I am watching the numbers. So we will take that on here shortly. See a couple of callers out there. We see the 207 and the 253. I am going to bring Elizabeth on. She is a very experienced show host, an amazing medium, and she's got all kinds of different interesting life experiences. So we'll talk a bit with her, and then I think we'll get into some readings. Let's see, before I, of course, here I am, I'm doing all the show stuff. I should be having this on the checklist. I've got to read who's in my chat room, of course. Let's see, we have Almost Heaven is here, and we've got Cindy Plume, we've got Elizabeth Rose, Frank is here for the two guests who I'm watching. I have three guests now. I'm watching you. I know who you are. Kay Gallagher, hi there. Nancy is here, Nancy Mum. Watch out for Nancy. She's very dangerous. She has a penchant for hitting people with iron pans. And let's see. We have Quinny is here. Hello, Quinny Poo. Hey, how are you doing, dear? I saw your note, by the way. I'll get back to you on that. So I'm putting together a list, by the way, because I seem to be getting people wanting me to read them. So I'm getting that all together, and that's in store. Let's see. Satori is here. Hello, Satori. 11, that is. I better say that right. Satori 11. Tim Zuhl, he's the man, and he's going to be on Soulstream here in the next month or two. I don't have the dates in front of me, but he's going to be a guest here. Yachtman is here, and I saw your notes, my friend out there on Facebook. Yes, that was an interesting set we did last night. And let me see who else. Is there anybody else there? And I think that's it. Okay, I'm going to boot those two guests there. So goodbye to you guys because you're not logging in. And, yep, there you go. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and bring my good friend on. And it just turned green, an absolute beautiful green in here with that mind lab. That thing is the neatest thing. Hello. Hello. Come in.
Hi. Hello. 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 You know what's funny when you said
this?
I think that I might be someone that's just kind of out there, you know?
Who, you?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
me.
Not you. Hell, if anybody's out there, it's us. I mean, after the night we had last night, it was proof pudding.
I know. We had a great show.
Did you hear that show?
Yeah, I did hear that show.
You know what? Your show with, when I was on with you yesterday, that was like the show that was normal. You didn't get to see my show.
Oh, I know. I did hear your show with the things going on. Yes. The one that you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I do a second show, and I can't always be there when you do your second show on Saturdays.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, I think we had the bathtub girl back. I mean,
how funny.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it was like, it was so strange. I mean, I'm sitting there trying to place the voice, and all of a sudden somebody said that in the chat room, and I went, oh, my God, it's her.
That's it. I already knew that as soon as I heard it. And I thought, you didn't know that? You know, it's like,
well,
come on.
I'll tell you what, I do keep a certain list of numbers, and I'm one of my bad habits is I don't keep it right where I need it. So policy changes are happening in abundance here in
UCLA. You see what happened? When I still have my private chat room over in Pal Talk, but at one point in Pal Talk, we could also get IP numbers, okay, from their computers. So if they came in and caused us issues, we had IP numbers. So when that IP number showed back up, no matter what name they came in, you could just pop them out, you know, and you would toss it. So they quit giving us IP numbers, so that really sucked for a long time. But, you know, what can they tell you? But, you know, I had a huge list of things, you know what I mean, of all these people that were problem things. And you know,
yes,
it's
we
really
call them
sad.
Problem generators. Yeah, that seems to be their function in life. They are a problem generator, and it's my job to solve their problem.
Yeah.
And you solve the problem.
Yeah, it was really kind of weird because I hated that, you know, and yeah, but you know, I've been around for a bit as you have, and we've enjoyed doing what we do. That's why we do it.
Yeah, the whole point of all this. I mean, we're certainly not making a lot of money at this. That's for sure. I mean, I've poured a lot of money into the equipment and the studio setup that we have here and all that.
Yeah. If I was going to make money doing this, I'd be rich. But you know, that's not the way it goes. So,
well, I'll tell you. What's that?
I said I'm fine. You know, I'm happy being who I am.
Same here. I'd rather be me than someone.
Yeah,
Let's find out a little bit about you. I mean, let's start at the beginning. I mean, you do a lot of different things. You know, you're Emmy.
I do.
On Z-Talk. I mean, she's on Z-Talk Radio as a host and a very experienced host, one of the star hosts of that major network.
Thank you.
And thank you. Yeah, and you've got, you have like multiple shows that you do.
I do. I do three different. When I first started over at Z-Talk, and it's been 2 years ago, when I first started, I did five shows a week, and I worked a full-time job.
Yeah.
And I loved every second of it. So I now do three shows a week, and I still love it very much. And, you know, I do three shows of my own shows, and, of course, I do shows for you and for others whenever I get a chance.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm happy, and this makes, you know, but I love doing what I do. Let's see, I'm a hypnotherapist, a certified hypnotherapist, and I'm starting my own practice here in the Phoenix area, in the Sun Valley of the Sun, as I call it, which is exactly what it is. And, you know, I'm building that practice up. I'm also a Reiki master.
Oh, cool.
And I'm a healer. And I'm also a medium, which I do mediumship readings. I love doing those.
And you're going to be doing some tonight, from the looks of it, because we have quite a list of callers.
Yes. Yeah, I would love to be able to do some readings. And I also do intuitive. You know, I'm very intuitive. I just do readings from my heart, as I call it. You know, because I think that's where it's all starting at, and that's what we need now more than ever in our lives, is doing it from the love that we have inside, because if we don't start there, guys, we're in trouble.
Just a quick question on hypnotherapy. Is it possible that you could hypnotize Congress to actually do their jobs?
You know what? I would probably just take a sledgehammer to them, and it would work just as well. You know what I mean? I'm serious. It's just like, okay, give me a sledgehammer, and I'm sure, you know, all of my 4'11" body would just start swinging, and we'd be fine. And they'd be going, "What is this woman doing? Don't worry about it. Stand there. You know, that's okay. If you stand there, I'm going to hit you, and you're going to be done." Yeah. So.
You know, if I had that degree, and I actually was able to, you know, let's say I could get all of them, I would plant the suggestion in their minds that every time they go to pass a bad law, they cluck like chickens.
Well, exactly. That's funny, because I also do stage shows too, which is exactly where the cluck like chickens comes from, as we all know. And I do also stage shows, and that's certainly where that comes from, is cluck like chickens, because you or bark like a dog. Do you know how many guys I've had come up to me and go, "Oh, can you make me bark like a dog?" And I said, "Do you really want to?" And it just, they look at me like, "Did she say that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I did." But, you know, I really crack up laughing at it. But that's the fun part, doing the stage shows. The serious part is doing the hypnotherapy, and that's serious. And you know, but you're right. I would love to be able to take and I'm also an NLP practitioner, by the way, which is neuro-linguistic programming. Yes, neuro-linguistic programming, which is used a lot of the times with hypnosis, though not hypnosis. And, you know, I work with salespeople. And, that, you know, that's real important. And, you know, there's just a whole bit of a thing that we can, it's, you know, and then I get really tickled when you go law of attraction. Okay, let's just be positive here, guys. So there's a whole lot of this stuff, you know, that is now, you know, labeled different things. And I just kind of grin and smile and go, yeah, I know. You know, it's no big deal. So I do what I do.
Now, how did you get into your mediumship? And I mean, what events brought you into that?
Yeah, well, it's funny because, you know, ever since I was about 5 years old, I would tell my grandmother things about what was going on. And, you know, people would come. We lived with one set of the grandparents for as long as I can remember until we left Indiana. To go to Indiana, and So it was really funny because I would, you know, tug on grandma's dress and just, you know, and I'd tell her things and she'd go, stop it, you can't do that. They're going to put you away if you tell people you know that. You can't do that. And she sat me down and, you know, and she would tell, she was Cherokee, and she would tell me all kinds of stories, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just enthralled as a young kid. So, you know, I learned that I had to be really careful about what I said because she told me they're going to put you away. So I had to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the part that I never could get, you know, an understanding of that because, I mean, you know, I'm not going to recap my story so much, but I mean, you know, I was so lucky. I mean, I didn't have that. I mean, my whole family was just real open.
You really were. Yeah, you really were. You know what was funny? Because I came to understand as I went along, here I am a teenager again, okay? And it's popping up again really, really big time for me. And, you know, you know what I'm talking about when I say you can't stop it?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean.
You
know, it just kind of comes at you, and it just pushes and pushes and pushes. And all of a sudden, I was there going, oh, my God, here it is again. But then I came to understand a lot of things. My grandmother, the one who told me I couldn't do that, was actually very gifted. And that's the reason why she was scared of it. I when I was 18... I was married, but my ex-husband was in the Army, so I went to go spend 6 weeks with her while he was in basic.
Yeah.
And we really got to know one another on a level that most people don't get that chance with their grandparents. Okay? And we talked about things. She was really scared of what those gifts that she had. She would never, ever, ever use them. Never. And when she knew that I had them, it really scared her because that's the reason why she told me not to do it.
Yeah.
Kind of funny. Mine was just the opposite. You had a supporting family. Mine was just the opposite. She was scared to death of it and therefore was like trying to scare me away from it.
Yeah, it just seems to me, you have such a powerful personality. I think you were just predestined that that was not going to get stopped no matter what you did. You know,
well,
I mean, look at all the things you're into.
You
know.
The thing of it is, that, you know, like I said, it came up when I was a teen. I got married, and then of course, you know, well, Lord knows, my ex-husband was like, when I was about 28, maybe 10 years down the road, I said something about knowing things, and of course. Then it was like, are you crazy? Well, I don't think so, was my answer, of course.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, I ended up in this marriage for 33 years. Even to this day, I'm like, okay, I knew I stayed in. I now figured it out. For a long time, I could not think, why in the world did I do that? But now I understand. I had to go through a lesson. I had to learn. You know, so I learned from all of this, and it you know, it came up a couple times during that marriage, and you know, I just pretty much kept it to myself. I would, when I got online, probably in 1990, I want to say 94, something like that. Then it, you know, I had an outlet. You know what I mean? Nobody thought I was crazy. You know, they didn't. They, you know, if I said, and that, I was still very careful when it got on, because it was like I would tell people, and I was exploring my hypnosis thing, you know, that kind of a curiosity. And I would, every now and then, I would let somebody know that I knew things, and I would tell them. And it was so funny because they would sit there and go, how did you know that? And then I'd back up real quick and I'd go, I don't know. You know, I knew how I knew it, but you know what I mean? I was afraid to say, I know how I know those things. So as the years went along, John, it's funny because people kept coming up to me and I started exploring more in different venues, and, you know, as it does online. And people were saying, well, you know, you're a medium. And I said, Yeah, I do, finally. It took me a long time to go, yeah, I do.
You know, I'll tell you what, it is so, all the story. I mean, I have dozens of books by mediums, and the common theme is we all seem to go through this whole just progression of realization that this is where this is going. You know,
yeah.
I had spontaneous mediumship experiences happening when I went to different places that I didn't realize what I was doing, but it was reading people. And it takes a certain amount of guts to get in there and read people. I mean, you're literally throwing, you're putting yourself out there, you know, and you're willing to be wrong. And you are going to be wrong on occasion. You know, you're going to hit things wrong. I mean, I hit some wrong the other day on your show, but I mean, I was wrong in the context of that feather reading I was doing. And, I had the relationship right, but I didn't. You know, I was just not able to interpret what the spirit was saying to me correctly in that, you know, because it was a different culture, and I'm going, I don't get what this is saying. But I mean, that's the neat thing. I mean, you get the guts to go out there and do this. Anybody who goes out and does readings, my hat's off to them, because you are doing one of the hardest things there is. Trust me, this is not, it's not simple.
Well, you know, when I started doing it professionally online, when you put yourself out there and you start doing this, because I've worked for Keen, I've worked for what would used to be Kasamba, it's not now, I think it's Live something or another, and all this stuff, and it's like, people don't understand that when we do this, and we're getting echo now, except now I get to hear my echo like you do on my show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't. Lucky part is we're not hearing it this end. You sound perfectly fine. Yeah,
that's good.
I think it's that PC of yours. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is too. But you know, we're going to fix this one of these days.
Oh
soon,
yes, we've
so
got
I'm not
going to
worry
work.
About it. Yeah. So I'm not worried about it. But it's really kind of funny because all this stuff started happening, and as we go along, and I started doing reading professionally. You know, I never said I was perfect. That's one of the things that I always tell everybody. Nobody's perfect. I don't care who you are. And I used to get triggered when you see, and they're still there. If you go over on Keen.com or you go on to any of the professional reading sites here online, you know, I'm always 100% or I'm 99%. Nobody's perfect. I don't care who you are. Because the bottom line, we are people.
Yeah, I would say a really excellent medium, really in operating in top form, is going to get somewhere between 70 to 80% accuracy.
You're just not going to be 100%.
On a really good day, too. Yeah,
you're not going to be 100%.
Yeah, there are days where it's so out of the park. I mean, you're hitting 90, 95, you know, and those are the days you just absolutely treasure. And then there's the ones that are, where you come in and everything just goes wrong, and you're just going, I mean, you know, but sometimes I'll tell you what, it's funny. It's like a yacht man is in here, and I did the work yesterday with Brenda, and I really didn't feel that we were, you know, because we had such a weird start to the show. I felt kind of off the whole night, but evidently we were hitting right on some stuff. So even though you may feel as a medium that you're not quite up to par on what's going on, if you just stick to passing the message on, you don't worry about that stuff. You just, yeah, you feel it, but just keep going with the message. You'll do great. I mean, you know, this stuff does happen where it's immaterial what you are feeling. It's the message you're passing on. And then you find out later that you were right on the money. And so it's like, oh,
yeah.
So now I just suck it up and go, yeah, I feel funny about it all, but I'll keep going. And you just grind through it, and the next thing you know, you're doing a good reading, you know.
Yeah, and that's a whole other thing. It is just like, you have to understand, don't be so hard on yourself. And it took me a long time to get there, you know, to not be so hard on myself. Because believe me, I'm the worst, my own worst enemy. And I think that's true of most of us. You know, I am my own worst enemy. Ah, Tim, you hear my zen. Yeah, there was a kitty cat outside the door and she heard it. She saw it. So she's like going, oh my God. Now it's funny because when we go outside and that same cat's outside, they rub against each other and have a good time. While she's in the house, if that cat is out there, You know, it's like, excuse me, get out of my territory. You know, this is my territory. It's so funny. Well, I crack up laughing.
Hey, I have got a boatload of people wanting to talk
well,
to you.
Well, we need to go ahead and just do that, don't we?
Why don't we do that? I'm telling you what, I'm going to hit this. I have, we've been making some minor changes in the studio, and I have an automated clock. I'm going to stop this here. I won't do station ident. Usually I do that on the half hour, so we'll just roll through without an identification break. We'll do that at 9 o'clock, and we may
okay.
extend if you're able to stay on. If there are more people calling in, we'll adapt. But I'm going to go ahead and bring in the 207 caller, followed
okay.
by 253-678-9788 and the 217. I see you out there, but your hand isn't up, so I'm just going to kind of wait on you. So here we go, 207. You're going to be on with Elizabeth Rose. Here we go. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you from? And welcome to SoulStream.
Yes, hello. Thank you. My name is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
My question is, what messages might you have for me tonight?
I'm sorry, what was that, Tom? I'm sorry, I had trouble hearing you.
What messages do you have for me tonight?
Oh, messages? Do you have a general area that you would like to hear that from?
Yeah, the other side.
I'm sorry, yes and what?
The other side.
The other
he's looking
side.
For,
okay.
He's looking for any of his guides, relatives. Yeah.
All right, Tom, let me just think on this for a minute. I kind of have to close my eyes and just kind of let it focus, unfocus, as we call it. I get a young male. Somebody who passed before they should have. Okay? Tom?
Yeah, I hear. Yes, go ahead.
If this is not making any sense at any time, please tell me. I don't get upset about it, okay?
Okay, fine. Yeah,
all
that
right.
makes sense.
But I'm feeling a young male. Somebody that used to make you laugh a lot.
Hmm.
Okay. That was one. Because here's what I'm seeing him doing. I see him, like, with a feather tickling. Does that make sense?
No.
All right. I'm just going to let you know what I see, all right? This is
okay.
what I'm seeing. Anyway, he tells me you're not remembering.
Okay, that would make sense.
Well, now listen to me for a second. I want to say he was somewhere around the age between, he was in his teens, okay? So maybe that will help you.
Yes.
All right. He's in his teens. And I want to say it was an accident. And nobody understood his passing. Nobody understood it. I see also kind of blondish, sandy brown hair, okay? Bright blue eyes. And he's telling me that hang on. He's telling me that you didn't want to believe. I have no clue what that means, but he's telling me you didn't want to believe.
You still there, Tom?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm following all this. It's
okay.
making sense.
All right. I kind of figured it was making sense because this is what usually happens when I start making real sense because then they get really quiet because they don't know what to say. Okay.
Well, by the way, here in the studio, the mind lamp has turned a deep red, absolutely
really?
deep red, and it's going between deep red and pink.
Okay. Yeah.
And it just changed.
Well,
now it just
that's
changed
because
back to
that's because there's a lot of love between this person and Tom. There was a lot of kindness of love. There was a, you know, there was a deep attachment. In fact, my own throat is like closing up, okay? Just so you know that.
Okay.
Just so you know that. And it's sometimes hard for me to just kind of like, Anyway, he's also, it's like I see a tear, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I see a tear, and it's like they wish that they hadn't have happened that when it did, okay?
I follow you.
All right. And, you know, I'm very careful about what I say on the air, by the way. Just so that you know that I don't, you know, I'm not one of those, I'm generally not one of those put it in your face, even though I can be, if that tells you anything. But I see this tear, and it's like, just let him know that I didn't want it to be that way.
Okay.
I can tell you one thing. They're very happy now.
Oh, that's good.
I see this person with a huge smile. Oh, wow. Look at you. Anyway, and he's actually touching my shoulder, telling me thank you.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Oh, he's touching my shoulder, and he's telling me thank you. And he says, just, you know, rock on. I don't know what
rock
that
on,
means.
Huh?
Yeah.
Rock on.
Maybe it means something to you, sweetheart, but I don't have any clue why that I heard that. But it was like, it's almost like this person kissed me on the cheek, okay?
Wow.
Just so you know that. All right. Tom, whoa. It's like, he's kind of like, just a very intense, sweet, like, I don't even know how to put it. Sweet, apologetic, like, yeah, that's all I can tell you.
That's amazing.
Just so you know that.
I wasn't going to do any readings tonight. I was just going to sit here.
John, you know when you and I do readings, you got it. You always get something.
I have to tag in. I'm sorry. You know, Tom, I'm getting a woman. This actually, she's appearing as if she's a girl, adolescent, you know, teen, that age.
Okay.
And I get a name like Teddy. I don't, you know, a girl, it's a girl's name. It sounds like Teddy, or it starts with a T-E. And what I'm getting is disease that took her. I'm thinking cancer, like a leukemia or something like that. Was there a girl in your past that had this?
Not T's, D's.
D's.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like pretty normal, John. I mean, come on. T's and D's sound alike.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so is this, did this young lady pass from a leukemia or some sort of a cancer disease?
No. No, she was murdered.
Oh. Really? And she was in her teens?
Yeah, late teens.
When this murder happened, honestly, I'm going to stick with this. Were you aware that she may have had a disease process going on, you know, prior to her murder?
Excuse me?
You know, is it possible she had a disease process going on prior to her murder? Because I'm kind of sticking with this. She's talking about...
There is, yeah. You know, come to think of it, she was always at the doctor.
Yeah, I'm. So yeah, that might be evidentiary You know, spirits tend to do this. They're going to give you a little item that is not well known, or
okay.
you know, that you may have to research, or there'll be something that you definitely know is characteristic of them. But she's just popping in to say hi. There's no, you know, she knows of you. She knows you. And she's just looking in to say hi. I care about you.
Wow.
How you doing? So it's just I just popped right in, and I went, I've got to say something. So anyway, it's, you know, my guest is the one doing it, but I had to do it. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, hey,
anyway,
thank you, John.
Yeah.
No, John, you know, it's perfectly fine. You know, I'm just very careful about what I put out that way when it's on the air. If I'm doing a personal reading for somebody, that's a different matter.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
I'm on the air, it's just a thing of mine.
Well, you know, I do the tag team mediumship here in studio.
And I
you know,
and I
really
love it when
internet.
You and I do it. You and
yeah,
I have done
so,
a lot of tag team readings.
So I'll tell you what, we can do some tag team tonight, you know, as these things come in. But yeah, this spirit just came to me, and she's really sweet. I mean, a nice young lady. I mean, just a like a really lovely energy.
Yeah, her name was Dee Dee. Her name was Dee Dee.
Dee Dee?
Dee Dee, yeah.
Okay, so Teddy, that's what, okay. So I read it, you know, I was hearing it not quite on, but if she was at the doctor a lot, this is something that, I don't know if you can check up on this, but what I do feel with it is that there is this disease process that was going on, and I feel like they were either it was really identified or they were closing in on it at the time this all happened. So you may find out some more there, and it'll kind of be confirmation that this is what's going on here. But she's really no messages for you other than to say, hey, I'm here, I'm around. You know, think of me every
time.
I
think that the whole point of it was is that you need to be reminded that she's around you, okay?
Yeah.
Just so you know that. She's around you, and I think that's why we picked up on this. And she's like I said, the touch of her to me was awesome. And it's like you know when somebody walks up and gives you a hug, and they give you
yes.
a heart to heart hug. That's
yes.
what I got. It was a heart to heart hug. It wasn't just. You know, it was like the kiss on the cheek, and it was like, and it was on my, so you know, it was on my right cheek, and it was just like, oh, I almost wanted to cry.
We were real good friends.
Yeah, yeah, I almost wanted
real
to
close.
Cry because it was just like, wow.
Mine lamp just turned deep purple.
Yeah.
Absolutely purple.
And a little validation on your reading, Elizabeth. My uncle had passed in 1963. I hardly knew him, but he did
okay.
die in a car accident.
In an accident.
And what no one knew about was if he was driving or not, because he was ejected through the passenger side window, so they thought that he wasn't driving. Someone else was. And that's
oh,
why they didn't
God.
Know, you know, about...
Tom, I don't think he was driving.
I don't think so either.
I'm just telling you what I'm getting right now. He wasn't driving.
One of the persons
Extreme.
That were in the car, their arm was ripped open on the shifter. So I think they were behind the wheel.
Extremely deep purple on the mind lamp right now.
He was not driving, honey. He was not driving. That's why he told me it was an accident. He didn't mean it to happen.
Yeah.
There was alcohol involved, so that you know.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and he was young. He was like 19.
Never thought this was going to happen. Okay. That's all I'm getting. Is that. I just see this, and he's like, the head's shaking, and he's like, I never meant for this to happen. Wow. I just got cold shivers.
Yeah, this, and the mind lamp continues to go with a deep purple. Now it's just changing back. Okay. So.
I hope that helps.
That's amazing. Oh yeah, that's amazing. It really is. Thank you very much.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for calling in. Yeah.
And okay. I'm glad that you got in tonight, Tom. Thank you.
Oh, I waited long enough to get in.
Well, hey, and Tom, don't be surprised, and to all our other guests who will be on too, don't be surprised if you get more communications, dreams, things like that. Be on the lookout for little things that will happen, because they do happen that way. So keep an eye on that.
Tom, both of these people are very close to you, okay?
Yes.
All right. They're with you. You've got a lot of spirit with you, John. I think you recognize that with this one. He's got a lot of spirit with him. And they, you know, I don't know whether you're one who recognizes, feels, sees, whatever, but I'm just telling you, honey, that there's a lot there. And just kind of accept what's going on. And if you feel or you hear something every now and then, don't think you're crazy. You're fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll remember that.
Oh. All right,
I'm
my
just
friend.
Telling you, don't do that, because so many times we'll like think we hear something and we'll like just kind of dismiss it and go, oh no, that didn't happen. I'm just letting you know that it's there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you on to your next call. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. We send you love and light.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Wow. Nice guy.
That young lady was, she came to me. I mean, it was just this, this soft, very feminine, very kind energy. And I just was like, oh, I've got to say something.
I was getting sweetness. I was getting a lot of sweetness.
Yeah, this was just such a tender person, and to be
sweetness.
Murdered. Oh my goodness, you know.
Sweetness.
Yeah. Well, what we've got are 1, 2, 3 callers with their hands up. One who does not at 217. So I'm going to take the 253-678-978. I extended slightly here. If you can stay on, great, Elizabeth. Because I just don't know how, because we're taking our time going through these, so I'm just making sure we can get
to
everybody.
Yeah.
And if you can do it, great. Okay. Well, then we are going to take 253. You are now on. What's your name and where are you from? And welcome to SoulStream.
Thank you. My name is Allison. I'm calling from Colorado, and I am thoroughly enjoying this show. It's a wonderful show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we thoroughly enjoy having you aboard.
Thank you. I just also, I think I'd just like to hear whatever messages that I might need to hear from the other side.
What's going on in my life?
Hi, Elizabeth.
How are you?
I'm feeling a little tired, actually, but not too bad.
Yeah, you feel that way, to me, too, by the way.
Yeah.
You feel just a little, yeah. But that's
right.
It's not a bad thing. Believe me, it's happening to a lot of us right now. So, Allison, I'm getting like an older woman coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Deep purple.
I want to say, and I'm feeling like her grandmother. That kind of an age group. Okay.
Okay. Mhm.
I see a pink rose. Does that make any sense at all to you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, not in terms of connection to my grandmother's. No.
All right, so I'm seeing a pink rose, and it's like, it's almost like a peace offering. Were you not close to your grandmother when she passed?
I was not close to either grandmother when. No, I hardly knew
right.
one grandmother. I hardly even knew one grandmother. And the
well, I don't know. I don't know which one this was, but I'm getting a fact that you weren't close to this one. And she's kind of trying. Here's what I'm getting. She's trying to make up with that right now, and that's why she's offering you the pink rose.
It could kind of apply to both grandmothers for the very different reasons. So I don't really
all right.
know which one.
Let
that
me see if
be.
She's gonna, let me see if she's going to show me something else. Okay, mm-hmm. she's letting me know that she didn't know you well, and she feels sorry for that.
Yeah, that applies to both of my grandmothers as well.
Well, she's just letting me know she doesn't know you well.
Yeah.
And she feels sorry for that. And it was a family issue that kept her apart from you guys.
Okay.
And I want to say that she's telling me now that it was the mother, your mother, who kept her from you.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
All right. The other thing is that what I'm getting is that The reason that the mother kind of kept her away from her was a personal issue that you had nothing to know about. And this was like something that happened when your mom was a young lady, when she almost was carrying you.
I wonder then if this would have been her mother then, like my maternal grandmother, who was the only grandmother of the two grandmothers that... You know, around at all. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I'm getting. It's that it's your maternal grandmother that your mom and her had a strange relationship and kept her from being around you.
They had a really challenging relationship, and I use that
well,
word liberally.
That's what I'm getting from this woman. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's standing there with a whole bouquet now of pink roses.
Okay. Uh-huh.
To, like, go, it's almost like she's saying, here's what she's telling me. She admits that part of it when she was alive was her fault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
And... she wishes that it hadn't happened that way. And it's really funny because she's just like, pushing them at me. Like, give them to her, tell her, you know?
Huh.
And I have no clue, but that's what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
She's pushing them at me, telling me, tell her, which is exactly what I'm doing. And then I see this grin on her face.
Huh. Interesting.
And I think this is her way of letting her guilt kind of like clear away. It's like, I knew I was wrong. And she wishes she had done things different.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have to talk to your mama about it.
I'm sorry?
Maybe talk to your mama about it, because maybe the pink roses had something to do with that.
My mom and I don't talk.
Ah, that's exactly what it is then. Holy mackerel. She's wanting you to talk to your mama.
My mom doesn't know who I am anymore.
Hey.
In fact, I don't know if she knows who a lot of people are, if you kind of get my
I do,
oh,
but
boy,
you know
I
what?
Know
yeah, I do too. Believe me, I do. Been there and I've done that and I grew up that way. But, you know, I'm just telling you that I think what we're trying to get across here is that you only have one mama. And she is your mama no matter what.
Yeah,
I think this is a lesson for you to remember that, okay?
Oh, I do. And I send her cards and things like that. But, you know, she doesn't know who I am at all anymore.
I'm just letting you know that, you know, no matter what's going on with your mom right now, you only do have one mama, okay?
Yeah, I know.
And I want you, and I think that's why she came through to tell me that you need to remember that.
Oh, I do. Every day.
It does, you know, and not to hurt you, not to be a hurt, but to let you know that you can draw from that strength. Because you know what? Where some people will see that it's a hurt, it's also a strength. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Just so you know that.
Yeah, I do.
I don't want you to see this as some hurt that's just bearing down on your shoulders, because it's not.
No.
This is an opening that says, you rise up, girl, and you got strength, and you can do this, okay?
There's really, without going into the history or anything, there's really no reason to talk to my mom at this point, and there just really isn't. I mean, she's a long distance away from me, and there's just really no point. Nothing really, and I don't say that, there just isn't. There just, it's just the way it is, you know.
Well, her spirit, I'll tell you what. It's funny. I'm currently, I have a father with a stroke, and he's not the same man. But what happens is, their higher spirit is still around. You can actually, you don't have to go to her. You don't have to physically speak with her, in the instrument that her body is, which is, you can
conversation.
Oh,
yeah, you can actually have a conversation to her higher self.
Right.
Speak to her, and then we'll see what happens. Come back, things come back in dreams. And that spirit can communicate that in that way. They often go on a little excursions, because they're getting ready to cross, and they're making their presence known in other ways. So they can be out of body, even though they're, quote, alive. And they could be doing, interactions with the other side and with people who are living on this side. I have seen it.
Yeah.
I have seen it. I know this stuff happens. I have watched it happen with my own family.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, what she's trying to get to you.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm just going to tell you, I had the same thing with my dad, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And my dad and I could not talk physically over 3 minutes together without him, me telling him, I'm sorry, I can't do this, and walking off.
Right.
And I got to tell you that my point is that I still say it's a lesson, honey, that you got to learn. And she's got all these this coming at you, It's like, she just wants you to know it's okay, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
You're speaking of my grandmother still here then, is that correct?
Yeah. She's wanting you to know that it's okay, and that she wants you to know that, we only have one mother, we only have one father, no matter how hard our lives are. So that's what the lesson is, okay?
I have two men. do you have, Allison, a gentleman in your family who was good with playing cards, or did something like a magician thing with playing cards?
I don't actually my relatives. I actually don't know them. I don't know much of my family history and ancestors, that kind of thing. So there could be.
All right. Well, this gentleman.
I imagine there might be. Yeah, I could see it happening.
This guy, it comes off like a magician. I mean, what I was getting was card. He's good with cards, and he was was like, that was his big stick. He could walk in and do all kinds of things with cards. And
uh-huh.
Then then another gentleman who, and these both come in, they're in like in their 40s, 50s when they pass.
Uh-huh.
The other gentleman is a cigarette smoker, chain smoker. And what I get with him is railroad, hard physical labor, a man's man, tough guy, could pick up iron and move it around. And, this guy was just strong. And I think he was taken in an accident. So there are these two gentlemen that are coming through. I don't get names with either one, but what I'm getting is these, they're showing me what they did in life.
Uh-huh.
So whatever ways you can find to look up who they are, they're just popping in and going, hey, me too. I'm here. And it's just another Me Too thing here going on. So I think that's what's going to happen tonight. I'm just going to pop in with these little side stories. Going, yes, I'm here. Hello, how are you? And they're just watching over you. You may, and again, just like what we had in the prior reading, keep an eye out for dreams. Look for things that are out of the ordinary. And you may also find suddenly you some evidence of some of this may come forward in ways that you don't expect. So, and if it does, let us know. I mean, we like to hear back from people we've read.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We do.
Okay.
And
okay.
I got to tell you that John, right now, it's a huge time between now and end of October, November, about mid-November, that dreams are actually, we call it defending of the veil, but things are coming through and more vividly for a lot of people. And dreams are actually almost like a video to be played back. So I want you all to kind of pay attention to those.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both very, very much, and interesting information. Thank you.
All right, Allison. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sweetheart.
All right. Let's see. We are at 8:55. I'm going to do just a short station break. Give everybody a chance. This is that time to go water the plants if you need to, or go grab something from the fridge. So we'll just take about a 2 to 3 minute break and be right back. And then we have our other callers on hold. I've got 253-678-9778 and 217. You still don't have your hand up, so I think you're just dialed in to listen to us. So we like that. We'll let you listen in. Let me find something here that is. Oh, goodness gracious, what do I have here to play? I'm just looking around. You know what, I like this one. In honor of our guest from Arizona, a little music from Valley of the Sun. Here we go.
All right.
Thank you.
And I thought I'd bring a little of my creepy Egyptian music here into the studio.
Oh, I like that, actually. That was very nice.
Yeah, I like, I've been doing work in the studio here, getting things all set up. I'm doing some recording work. I've been a bit slow with all the things going on, with the all the things that we're doing on the ranch, but I am slowly getting our soundboards and everything set up for voiceover work. So I think I'm ready as of this week, this evening, after work. I'm going to come in and start doing some voiceover stuff. And I'm taking a
And you're going to do something for me too. I know.
Actually, I am. So I'm going to do. I've got two sets of voiceovers to roll out, and you know, and I'm taking actually a class on September 8th. I'm going in for some professional training in voiceovers. So, I will be doing. Yes, I'm going in to get evaluated,
wow.
find out what my good habits are, my bad habits in this, and learn how not to do ums and ahs and all those things, and what a hard sell is.
I've got a lot of bad. Yeah. I've got a lot of bad habits. You know that, but. I kind of like my bad habits.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
like, okay.
I mean,
professionally, yeah, exactly. I think it's amazing that you're doing that. Are you kidding? I think it's great. I can't afford
it. Yeah, it's an intro, and it gets me introduced to some of the people, in the area and different producers and things that are doing
you
this work.
It.
So they'll connect me up with the right folks. So it was a worthwhile investment.
Well, you're in the right area for it too. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean,
area for it, and to build that clientele up, and so that when you do move, you know, you're going to be fine because you can take that anywhere.
Well, it's funny is, a lot of people put a lot of money into going through the training, and there's two different schools of thought with regard to this. And one is that you go through all this stuff, and then you go through the standard course where you've spent thousands of dollars, or you get kind of a feel for the market, and then you go in and you just start working. And that's where I'm going.
But,
I'm going to start low overhead and just start in and just start working it.
Well,
so
that's one of the, that's one of the things with my hypnotherapy, because when I first started with it, and I was very interested in Indiana about it when I was there. Then I lived in Baltimore for 2 years, and I was really into a lot of stuff there and belonged to some, you know, professional organizations in that area, in D.C. and whatever, which was very interesting. And, you know, and I was doing some learning with that. You know, I was like kind of putting my foot in the water, you know what I mean? And was learning a lot of things. And then so that when I got ready to come out here, and I came out here for a seminar in Arizona for it, and that was in February 2005.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, by August of 2005, I'm living out here. So, you know, this was just like a better area for me to develop what I needed and what I wanted. And this has been really good for me in the last 6 years that I've been here. And, you know, it's really been absolutely awesome for me. And, you know, it's been, I've gotten a lot of things under my belt that I needed to get, and I could not have gotten them anyplace else.
I'm in the same boat.
That's what I feel about where you're at right now.
Yeah, I mean, what's neat, I mean, the study I've done on the voiceover stuff and doing the work with different shows on BTR now and other places, I actually really went out and learned, some of the things that when we do the actual recording work. For example, someone here, there's an additional someone here I'm going to be working with. Who's listening in, and I'm actually going to be doing sessions with different clients. You know, so right here in studio, we'll be Skyping them in, and then I'll be doing the bits that I do and record all, you know, go through and do a whole recording set, and then we can string the whole thing together. And I've seen enough, you know, having done defense videos and things like that, where I've done voiceover before. I mean, I've done it before. I have done defense videos, and I did a titanium safety video. Oh yes, yours truly. So I mean, it's just one of these things.
You're
that,
the rocket scientist, dude. I'm not.
I am so done with the whole rocket thing. I mean, I have done my bit for Kingdom Century, guys.
But you know what?
I'm ready to go on. You know.
But you know what? It's a part of who you are. You cannot deny. We need to take our caller. We need to take our
own
call.
You bet. I think we better do that. But you know what?
Because we'll get off on this whole tangent, and then the next thing you know, we'll forget the callers, and we can't do that.
Yeah, we'll forget those poor guys. But you know what? I've done the rocket science bit, so now I'm going to do the voiceover bit and have fun with it and just go from there.
Oh, it's time for you to do fun, and it's what I'm doing with everything I'm doing right now. It's fun.
Well, the mind lamp just turned a wonderful shade of green, so it's probably saying, hey,
ooh,
get going, guys. I'll tell you what.
I love it. Green is my favorite color, by the way.
Yeah, well, I think it was like a green to go, so we're going to go here. We got 678. 978 and then 217 out there. So here we go. 678. You are on Soulstream. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is me, and I'm from Georgia.
What was your name? You dropped out, my friend.
Tony from Georgia.
Oh, hi, Tony. Tony from Georgia. Good to see you.
Yes, same here.
What can we do for you tonight?
I wanted to know about love, new relationships coming in.
Oh, Tony. Tony, you just left one that was not good for you.
It had to be a while ago.
No, I don't feed the reader. Over a year ago. Just about a year ago.
A year ago?
I want to go say 10 months to a year to 12 months.
No, well, I haven't been in a relationship in probably 2.5 years, 3 years almost.
But the one I'm thinking about a year ago was one that you thought was going to be good, or you thought you were going to start it, and it just wasn't right.
That could be true, yes.
All right, just so you know, that's where I'm coming at, okay?
Okay.
One thing you got to do, if you want a relationship, sweetheart, you've got to put yourself out there. What you've been doing the last 6 months to a year is just kind of pulling back, and you've really not been looking for anything. You want one, but you've not been looking. There's a whole difference about looking and wanting, okay?
Well, you know, I did. I really did put myself out there. Actually, I was out all the time socially. And then,
but you're holding yourself back, and you know how you are doing that?
How?
Yeah, because, and there's nothing wrong with this. You've got these expectations in your mind. And I feel these. You've got expectations in your mind. We all should have. We've been told for how long? Make your list and go, here's what I want, here's what I want, here's what I want. But sometimes, honey, you've got to just not, how do I want to put this? You can't be so strict. And that's what I feel like you've done to yourself. You've made yourself so strict that you're not wanting to step back and just let it happen.
Well, that's what I'm doing now. In the last year and a half, I just say, you know what? Because I figured I was being too strict, and when I accepted some couple of women in, I was disappointed.
You're afraid, aren't you? Because you're afraid of it. I'm telling you, this is what you're doing to yourself. Mm-hmm. You're restricting yourself, sweetheart.
Mm.
Tony, you know, here's what's going to happen. You've got to set, you know, if you want to set it in your mind, all right, write a list out. You want this, you want that. And I want you to look at that list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what could you live without if it didn't happen? You know what I'm
saying?
Mind lamp
turned a deep yellow while all that was going on.
So what does that mean, John?
It tends to mean that there's, if I just, in first impressions, over-analysis, not just going with feelings, over analysis of everything going
that,
on.
And that's what I think that he's doing. Okay? I think that he's blocking himself by doing that, if that makes any sense. I think he's letting himself go, I just can't, you know, he needs to sit down and look at his list and go, what could I do with that? Can I compromise? That's what I'm trying to get out, compromise. Okay? Because I think sometimes we get so, and I'm guilty of this. I'm single. I get so caught up in what I want that I don't want to compromise.
Okay. You mind if I say something?
Oh, no. I expect you to say something.
Well, I went through that phase, and then I stopped, and I compromised. I compromised for about 2 years. I just, you know, I dated whoever, didn't care, had tried to have as much fun as I could with whomever. And if it didn't work out, it was no problem. I learned a lesson. It's great. So, and I didn't blame anybody. And I just, I decided after that, I said, you know what?
But now you're serious.
Yeah, and I said, I just got to let it happen. You know, I'll just let it come in.
Yeah, now you're really serious about it. And that's the good part. Because, you know, now you're ready to settle. Does that make sense? You're ready to, and I don't mean settle for something that you shouldn't, but you're ready to just, like, grow roots and you know, and you want something. You want it to be good now. You want something that's going to last. Something that's going to make you happy, going to make her happy.
Right. That's why I thought I was ready to ask that question, because I felt that in the last 3 years, I've done quite a bit of work as far as not being picky, not being so uncompromising, and just trying to learn.
But, you know, and I think that period taught you something else, too. You want to know what they taught you, that period taught you? It taught you exactly what you can accept and what you don't accept. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would agree, yes.
Yeah. It's taught you what you want, what you can accept and what you won't. In other words, it was a time to where that you accepted anything and everything, and you were like going, oh, no, I can't do that, and oh, I might be able to do that, and oh, I can't do that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the important thing. I'm going to tell you something else. Just continue to put yourself out there. Please tell me you're not going to bars, because I don't get that at all.
No.
Every now and then, I think you do go, because you go with friends and you just want to have fun. Okay? I understand that part. Let me explain. When I said don't tell me you're going to bars, is that that's not where you're going to meet your mate at.
I mix it up pretty good. I mean, I do social events. I mean,
but I got that. I got that a lot, and you know, that's why I'm bringing this up, because I got that. You do both, and I understand that. I do. I get that, but I'm just telling you, that's not where you're going to meet your mate. It's going to be totally unexpected. It's going to be someplace that you don't understand. You're not going to just like go wham bam and slap you in the face kind of a thing, okay? It's going to be one to where that you're going to run into this person more than once, okay? That's one thing I want you to know. You're going to run into this person more than once. You're going to step back and go, wow, I saw you at such and such, or I saw, you know, before. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come up with that. It's going to be something that's going to grow, honey. It's not going to be something that's just, like I said, going to slap you in the face.
Right.
Okay? This is going to be something that will grow. It will grow with you, on you, but around you. You get what I'm talking about. You're going to see this person more than once, and it's going to be like, okay. And it's like, it's not going to be somebody that you would normally be attracted to either, by the way. In other words, it's not going to be this strong, like I said, remember what I said, slap you in the face attraction, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just so you know that. And it's going to surprise you.
Is there a redhead?
Tell you with it.
Sorry, I totally jumped in. Is there a redhead
you can
that
jump
you...
in. It's...
Yeah, I'm just popping in there. I mean, I you know, Tony, I'm getting a redhead, a woman that's red-haired. Are you in contact with a woman who's red-haired you've had your eye on?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I'm getting this image of this red-headed woman who's going to take you for a she's going to grab your heart and rip you around by the roots. Let's just say that. That's just the sense I get of this.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah,
wow,
just keep
I didn't
an eye out. Yeah, I'm getting redhead, and the way this feels is, I would say you have 2 to 3 months. Yeah, you're. I mean, you're
he's
already active socially.
He's going to meet her within the next. I said year, but I'm thinking 6 months to a year. But it's going to take him about a year to figure out where he's at with this one. Okay?
Well, he'll actually meet her. He's going to meet her, and then it's going to just like sort of happen. You know,
it's not
going to
be the norm. Like I said,
that's
exactly what I was saying about. He's going to meet her several different times, and he's not somebody that's going to be, like I said, slapping you in your face attraction, but he's going to start going, I've seen her before, and she's got a lot of common interests with you, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
And there's one little surprising characteristic. She changes her hair color. So you just be aware this one of these times she's going to show up with red hair. You may have already met her. So she may be one of these. Yeah, she's going to just suddenly pop in, and you're going to go, what the? So this is sort of the evidentiary thing that's going on. So you're going to be
what the hell? That's what I love about women. We can be mysterious that way.
Yeah, you guys are amazing.
Of course we are.
I mean,
Men can do that, but women—we women can do that. We can be very mysterious. We can change our, you know, our hairdo, our color, whatever, and just go, oh, hi, how are you? And you're like going, holy mackerel, and that's the fun part. You know, I love doing that. I admit that.
There's one other thing here. I know you were talking about love life. I have a spirit here for you. And I'm getting Joel.
You know what?
Is there?
You know what? I called on him right before I dialed in because I've been coughing.
Did you?
Yes, he's an uncle of mine. I've been coughing. Right when he died, he was having some issues. I'm coughing now.
With his lungs.
I mean, did I hit this right on? I mean, was this is this gentleman a gentleman you know?
Oh, he's one
this
of my favorite
uncles.
Yeah.
Oh, and he passed over. He's passed on the other side.
2 years ago.
Well, he was very strongly urging me to push this over to you that hey, I'm here. And was it Joel or Joe?
Both.
Joel,
he goes
he said.
Oh, my
was
goodness.
It Joel you
okay.
said?
Yeah, he goes by both Joe or Joel.
Okay,
well,
all right.
Talk about a direct hit.
He says
he's just the thing I'm getting with him, he's keeping an eye on, you know, what's going on with you. He has been around, you know, and popped in on you and been checking on what's going on with you. So,
well, see, John, I was more focused on his relationship issues, not – necessarily.
I wasn't expecting it either. I mean, I mean, as soon as I answered the phone, and this has been, what I usually do, you guys, what you don't see me doing here in my host little stuff I do, is I always have a piece of paper in front of me, and I'm writing down everything going on, and as soon as I get a name like that of you guys, when they dial in, I start writing down impressions, first things, and I just immediately hit Joel, and it was like really strong. And then this guy just, the link formed up, and then the next thing I know, this guy's saying, let him know I'm here. Just let him know I'm around. And he, do you actually talk to him? Do you speak with him, you know, often?
No, but I talk to a lot of my deceased relatives. But I usually call on them for certain reasons, and I was trying to think of who I could link to assist me. And I remember him having some coffee issues. And so I called on him tonight, right before I called him to assist me with it. And here he is.
Well, Well, he definitely did. And so, I mean, the thing to do now is he's making his presence known. And the thing that, you know, the overriding thing I get with him is keep talking, you know, keep this communication up. He will make himself known to you in other ways. You know, the dream stuff like we've talked about, there's going to be the, you know, other things that may start happening. You may have some paranormal things start happening. Don't freak out if they do. Cold spots, that kind of thing. The mind lamp just turned deep yellow. There's just a number of things that will go on. I have a feeling when you open this channel, I'm getting another thing here. There's one side of your family, and I'm going to go, this is to the right, so that's going to be father's side. Is this father's side, your father's side, people who are somewhat gifted? I mean, mediumship-wise and psychically?
Actually, my mother's side, which is his sister.
Okay, I read that. One side has the gift then running through the family, and these people have, like, the sight. I mean, that's often common. That's how it's usually spoken of. I'm going to you're saying it's a mom's side. I'm looking at it on the right. I've got a spirit that's sitting there, you know, from my view, when I look at it, and this is the way I'm trained to do it, is when I look at the spirit, you know, it's like if it's on the left side of the spirit facing me, then it's going to be the mother's side. The right side is going to be the father. This spirit went and stood to the right. So I'm just trying to figure out if I misinterpreted it or.
No. You just, the men on my father's side do. There's a lot of Scorpios on my father's side that were very intuitive.
Yeah, this seems to be if you have it on both sides, this is even better. But what I'm getting is this uncle of yours on your dad's side?
No, he's on my mom's side.
He's on the mom's side. Okay, so that if that's the way this is going, then we have another spirit that's popped in. So I have a second spirit that's popping in, and I don't know the sex of this person. I don't know what's going on yet, but I do have, okay, there's two of them now. Female. And this is like a two-name thing. Deanne, Anne. Is there like an Anne name, like an Anne, Anna? This is like an Ann, Annie, and I mean, I'm just getting an A-N name.
The only, I'm not sure.
One, and this goes back a ways. This is not somebody who you, let's just say this. This would have been, you know, in adolescence, this person would have been around, but not in your growing up years. This is a person who's just passed when you were young, very young. Woman stands to the side of your mother. I'm feeling like a great aunt, something like that. Okay, so don't overanalyze it right now. Go check on it after the reading. But she's popping in now. With back to Joel, because I mean she's just popping in and saying, yeah, I'm around too, and I'm with him, and she's with Joel. So they knew of each other, and they have
I totally get that too.
She's got one last thing she's showing me. She was known for her garden work. She was known for things with flowers, and she grew custom type of flowers. And she, you know, you're in the South. You're in Georgia, right? Yeah, you're in Georgia. So she would have been known for her flowers and the things that she did, and she was well known in the community for what she did with flowers. So she's making that sure she, you know, that thing gets through to you. So she knows she's getting her two cents in here while she can. She's making a reference to your mother. Did your mother battle some sort of disease?
She died. Excuse me. She died of pancreatic cancer a year and a half ago.
Wow. Okay, so that's what this is about. Your mother hasn't stepped forward here on this. You know, this is another relative then that's coming through. All right. Wow, you brought a boatload in here, my friend. this coughing thing that you're going through right now, here on air with us, is this something that's been happening with you?
It happened the year that he died. It started happening 3 years ago, same time of year, between May and August, and that's it. All I know.
Is the place you're living, I think part of the reason this is some concern about your physical being. And what I'm getting is the place you're living in, has it been checked? Has there been an inspection of the building that you're living in?
It's fairly new. It's only 2.5 years old, but...
Isn't that funny that 2.5 years and you've been having this problem for roughly that same time?
Right.
What I'm getting a reference to something in the home is causing environmentally that there's a problem in what you're around. And this is what they're making sure to kind of get through to you.
So it's coming from inside the home?
Something in your immediate environment that you're living in, you know, either in that home or around that home, is causing, especially the, you outlined the time frame. You know the times when this happens. And I'll tell you what, this happened to me. I was actually in a situation, 10 years ago. I was married at the time, and what ended up happening is the place we were living in had a mold problem that I didn't know about, and I turned up with a horrible cough that would never go away. The minute we bought another house and moved up to Placerville, what ended up happening is within a month, the cough just dissipated and that was gone. And then we found out afterwards that there had been this horrible mold, that the whole bathroom had been completely filled with mold. And it can happen even in a new building. I mean, you know, so what I'm just saying is get it checked out, because they're taking the time to kind of really push on this, you know, and make themselves known to, you know, say, hey, you need to get this looked at, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, get it checked out, because I have a feeling it's something to do with some environmental thing, and that's how they're just, and both sides of the family are kind of just nodding. That's the feel I get here. So check it out. I mean, this is sort of, it's not life-threatening for you, but it's not making things easy.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
no.
So I mean, it could open up other avenues of, you know, disease for you and anybody else living with you. So just check it out, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
I definitely will.
Yeah, and then Joel is definitely going to stay linked with you. I mean, that, and then your mom. I'm not getting any communication from her. You know, it's this aunt that seems to be the spokesperson, and your mom. Did your mother paint or do some kind of artwork?
She did.
But she did. Did she have, like, skills with artistry? Kind of a hands-on thing?
Yeah, she tinkered with it, but she just didn't believe in herself that much with it.
Well,
she didn't have confidence.
In,
she didn't have confidence, John. That's what he's saying, and I know that's what it is.
Well, let me clue you in on how things are with her on the other side now. She is doing artwork, and she's a little too busy to come talk to you right now. I'm sorry. Mom loves you.
You know what? I understand, because I was going to call on her the other night, and I didn't, because I had a feeling that she was occupied. And I felt that way when she passed.
Uh-huh.
When she transitioned, I didn't bother, because I knew her transition was kind of rough for her. So,
she'll pop in on you, no doubt. I mean, she's going to pop in.
She watches him now and then, but she's not there constantly.
But what she's doing is she's just making it clear to you that, hey, yeah, I've got stuff going. So, anyway, I hijacked you. I'm sorry, but I had to get that out.
Great.
It just came through. So, both sides. Wow, you've got a really, really rich spiritual family. You're a very lucky man.
I appreciate that. I'm so glad I called. You guys have been awesome.
All right. Well, my friends, well, thank you for being on. And let us know what comes of this, okay? You can email me or get, I've got to get my computer back. Yeah. Email us and let us know, what's happening, okay?
I definitely will.
Yeah, I'll keep
in
touch.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Oh,
guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, John.
Yeah, I that was a home run, huh?
Well, of course. Yeah. I hope he goes to the doctor though, honey, because he needs to. He needs to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that one.
Mold. I think it's mold with that cough, and I was really concerned about it. But you know.
Yeah, I mean, when the spirit world comes in to do that, and I'm getting it from all sides. I mean, it's like
Yeah.
I had to jump in there. Let's see. We have 30 minutes remaining in the show. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller. I already took 978. He's staying on hold. So I see you. I know
okay.
you. Okay. We're going to go ahead and go to 650. And I think, there we go. 650, you're on SoulStream. And welcome aboard. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, John. It's Carol from Redwood City.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Well, you know, they just keep paying me to show up, so I keep doing stuff.
And we're happy about that.
All right. Redwood City, California.
And I just wanted to see if anything comes up for me with you guys. And you're doing really great tonight, actually.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, I'll channel Elvis here.
Oh, Lord. You know, John, I don't think, understands that I got to see Elvis at his last concert.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm not.
So
dead,
when he
you know?
When he does that, it just kind of cracks me up. And I go, "Yep, okay." And it was not my idea. It was my ex-husband's and my mother's idea that I went. I don't get me wrong. I liked Elvis, a lot of Elvis, but you know, I had him shoved down my throat for so many years. It was like, "Oh my God, Elvis!" And here I went to his concert, and it was his last concert.
Wow.
Nobody had a clue.
Mm-hmm.
So now I kind of appreciate it a little bit more all these years, but you know, whatever.
All right. Well, so basically you're just trying to find out if anyone's coming through for you.
Anybody comes through, yeah.
Okay. Want to take it, Elizabeth, because I'm just going to kind of just open up and see what I get coming in. I'm already starting to write here.
I think that's a good idea. That's what I was getting. You're going to be the one.
Traveler. Okay, I'm getting a traveler, but I'm going to write that. I'm just kind of scratching as I go here. Car accident.
I'm getting a young child.
And I'm getting a the 101.
The 101?
I'm getting the 101. The 101 runs through by near Redwood City.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I live
okay.
very close to the 101.
Okay. Trying to get what the spirit is telling me. What did you get, Elizabeth? I mean, because I'm getting a female.
I was getting a young child.
I'm getting a female.
I got a little blonde haired child.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just trying to kind of project. This one is not the strongest link, so I'm working. Different spirits come through differently, and you just have to see what you get. I'm getting flowers, like exquisite little. Whoever this was some kind of gardener. I mean, the last reading had some of this, but this was somebody special with really special gardening things. Whoever she was, she did something with garden. I mean, is there someone in your family that has a strong gardening connection, really strong?
Not a female, a male with more gardening.
Male? What is he like as a person? Is you know, because I get this female energy with him.
No,
I mean, is he kind of a
old Italian guy? Lots of gardening, lots of vegetables. You know, that kind of gardening.
Really gifted? Was he really gifted with
very
with
gifted,
the garden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there an exceptional woman that was with him?
My mom. And what
oh,
I say loud.
Wow. Okay, an exceptional woman. Okay. I mean, what I'm talking about is here is like it's a really neat. And are both of them passed?
Mm-hmm. Both of my parents are gone. Yeah.
Was she involved with the gardening?
Not too much, no. I mean, he did the garden, she did the house type scene, you know, after he retired.
I think he liked the gardening more than he did anything else in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a flowers connection?
Yeah.
I mean, I was shown a bunch of very, you said he was Italian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense, because what I was given was and here I am. I live on an azalea ranch. I should know everything about flowers, but I don't.
Oh.
But, I mean, what this is an old world kind of plant that you would see coming in from Italy. And what this plant is it's got long streamers and these little bell-like flowers that bees can actually crawl up into the flower, and they're purple.
Are they like a morning glory, guys?
Yeah, it's not a morning glory. Absolutely not, because this is like a little tube shape, and they crawl into it.
But morning glories are tube shaped when they first start
open.
Well, there's one that's called an angel's trumpet, and it looks
that long.
Yes,
that's
it.
Yeah,
that's the one.
I love those flowers.
But that's also a kind of a morning glory, what they used to call a morning glory.
Morning glories are much smaller. These are five or 6 inches long.
Yeah,
each
flower. But they're
and they kind of droop.
I thought they were a form of that.
Well,
bottom
line is, did he grow these? Did he have some plants like this?
No, he didn't, actually. I like those flowers a lot, I didn't grow them because I had children and they're poisonous.
You're exactly right.
I love them, but I have pets and stuff, and they do have that thing in the middle. It can be poisonous, and I'm just like, I don't want to take a chance.
Know of your like for these flowers?
Probably.
I'm just trying to get to why the hell he would show me these, and because these flowers were exceptional. I mean, they literally covered the plant the way this was shown to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just draped in these things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that plant come from that variety come from Italy?
That I'm not sure of, but they're usually like cream-colored, white, or yellowish, but they don't...
Yeah, I got like a bluish variety, and they were kind of a blue color. So, but the thing is the bees, you know, what I was shown was bees that would crawl up into the flower to get the nectar and do their thing, and they were like, you know, they had their little hind ends out, and that's kind of what I was getting. I was going, what is this thing with bees and a flower, and this really cool-looking flower, and it was just this long flower. I mean,
mm-hmm.
really... why would I get with the mothers? There's something then with the motherly energy, unless I'm getting the both of them together. And that, you know what? I'm misinterpreting. And now I know what I did wrong. It's the two of them together coming through. So
mm-hmm.
she's coming through, and I'm getting, I was confusing garden with her. She didn't do just housework, did she? She did something else. There was something. Did she actually work for a living outside of the home? Was there like an ever time when she was working?
Not after we were born, no.
But did she work? Did she work before?
Yes.
Was
so
that
I'm
work?
I'm seeing numbers, John. I see numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I mean?
Okay. Like she worked in an office, maybe.
A bank. So numbers would be good.
Oh, no, that's why I saw numbers.
Okay, because I was going towards kind of an office. Okay, so the two of us were hitting that. So, I mean, they've basically established themselves, who this is and you know, what's going on there. Trying to get what they want in the message here. And okay, mine lamp turned absolutely deep purple. So that's love. That's spirit. I wish I could have the video. You guys could. This week, I promise you guys, all of you, I will get this, get the video hooked up.
I want to see that too. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's amazing.
Would you have a lamp that changes colors? for?
He had the lamp that changed its colors. Yes.
It's called a random event generator, and they're actually a scientific instrument. I have two of them here in studio, and there are times when they will do things that are absolutely spooky. And what we're running tests now to use these in studio.
See,
he didn't warn me of this before.
Yeah, and John didn't warn me of this before that. So I had no clue he had this thing. You didn't warn me of this. I didn't.
I've been kind of popping it out there, but it's in its beginning phases. I mean, I just got this last week.
But I had no clue that he had it. So, you know, here we are. And then, all of a sudden I'm like going, it's going, the mind lamp. I'm going, okay. All right.
Do you do the gardening at all? Do you go? Are you doing some kind of gardening? And did he spend time teaching you things with regard to gardening? And are you in a situation where you can actually use those skills and are doing things with
the garden? Yeah, we have a large yard, very large yard. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sometimes it's even too much to keep up.
I know the feeling. I have 7 acres, and we went through. Oh God!
Like, why did we want all this?
What? Yeah, you have multiple children?
Two.
Mhm. And are they like are we talking like a grade school age?
13 and 21. But I should have 40-year-olds at this age.
Is the 13-year-old going through, is there like a challenge thing going on right now with this child having a little bit of stuff going on?
No, that one's perfect.
That one's perfect. What about the 21? Because I'm getting something with the children.
A lot of challenge.
Okay. This is about the children, and it's affecting you. I take it, and both you and your husband.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What he's saying is, you can't be responsible for everything that goes on, and you know, at some point you have to let things go the way they may. And the way that this is in his soul contract, basically, and is it a he, 21?
No,
21-year-old?
Girl.
The girl. Okay, well then, what she's going through is her own choice. She's making that choice on her own, and whatever this is that's going on, she's got to deal with it, and she has to be able to stand on her own 2 feet. So he's kind of being a little bit stern about it. That's kind of the feel I get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's kind of bucking you up because the sense I get is there's been, you know, you're putting on a face, but it's really rough, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically,
that
you're getting
him, that would be me. Our personalities are exactly alike. Yes.
Yeah, he's basically standing with you, and the sense I get of it is that it's a very the lamp just turned absolutely deep blue. So I mean, this is good.
What does that mean?
Well, what I'm getting here is it's really about your health and your husband's. This is
the
basically
healing power.
You guys are you're doing
healing.
Everything right, so don't feel like you haven't done things right. I just feel like where this is going is she will eventually pull her head out of whatever thing she's got it in. Some very hard lessons.
Stupid.
What's that?
I call it stuck on stupid.
Digging her own way out of her own self-imposed hole will be quite the experience. And the sense I get of this is about another year of great fun. And then she'll finally go, oh, I've had my ass kicked.
Damn, what did I just do?
So it's a whole year, huh?
Okay.
I don't think it's going to take a year. But I don't think it's going to take quite a year, but it's going to be that way. About the end of the year, she's going to go, like, you know, okay, here's what's going to happen. Put your hand in front of your face right now.
Okay.
And then hit your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go, damn. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be like, crap.
It's going to be a process. What I'm getting at here is that for her to get through this, you know, she'll eventually come to the point where she has to come to you, the dreaded day, mm-hmm. that she'll come to you and have to admit that somehow you two were right. And hat in hand, she will sit there and cry and all that stuff. And you're going to be, you'll be just sitting there going, yep. And then you'll pick up and move forward. So I don't think it's going to be an immediate solution. Let's just say that it will be a journey of steps. So that's what I mean. There will be a breakthrough, and then the next thing you know, it'll just start. You know, you'll walk together. It'll be a family instead of being apart. There you go. So
until the end of the year, or a little longer.
You got a ways. Yeah, you're going to be December, January, February. Then all of a sudden, it'll be turning the corner, and then
your
life will
go on a funny color.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But I mean, okay. but basically, you've got support from the other side, and they're just, you know, your parents are there with you through the whole thing. They're just letting you know, yes, we see this, and we're behind you 100%. Don't.
Yeah.
Keep the unified front. That's the big thing that they're stressing here. So
okay.
They're with you on that. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, my dear. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you're welcome. God bless.
Thanks for taking my call. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We have one that I feel so bad about. Frank. Frank is he's F R. I can't even say it today. Ferrer. He's. That's an interesting name, Frank. I don't know where you got that from, but Ferrer is on the line with us, and I'm going to bring him on, 978. And I missed him. I actually got, when my screensaver kicked in, I got screwed up, so that happens to me. So it was meant to be. Frank, my buddy, my scientific friend, you are here. You are on Soulstream.
Hello, Rose, hello, John.
What's
Hi,
that?
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, what can we do for you, my friend?
Enjoy the summer while it lasts.
Well, that too. I was out sweating very badly doing chainsaw work today. I know the feeling. What's on your mind? What can Elizabeth do for you today?
We'll see if Elizabeth can stop somebody in the way between here and the other world and say, like, hey, Fran wants to hear from people.
You want to hear from people?
On the other side.
Oh, all so right. you just want to see who's there. You're basically asking who will be, you know, is anybody coming through for you? Okay.
Yeah, Frank, I've read for you before, actually.
With me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't recall, but okay.
I know, I've read for you on John's show before.
Well, there's a possibility because I've been calling to the show in the past for a long time, but I don't remember, to be honest.
First thing I'm getting, sweetheart, and it's not necessarily from the other side, but you're a little upset about how things are going right now in your life.
Yes, you can say that.
All right. And you're not happy about it. You don't know why it's going on, and you're just, there's a lot of confusion around you right now. Let me continue here for a little bit. Here's what I'm getting. You want to be the ostrich that sticks your head down in the sand. Right now, that's where you, the way you feel.
Oh, sorry,
but
I didn't get that.
You want to be the ostrich that puts your head down in the sand, but you can't. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, it's like, if I could only do this and they wouldn't know that I was around and I could just kind of disappear for a little bit, I'd be fine. But that won't happen, okay? Just so you know that.
Okay.
The other thing that you need to know, sweetheart, It said it's going to pass. You just got to let it, you know, you got to just, here's a good way to put it. You got to suck it up. And it will pass. Take my word for it, okay?
Okay.
I think there's been a lot of things that's going on with you that you just, you felt this like, it's almost, here's what, if you, like you feel like something's just coming at you, coming at you, coming at you, coming at you. And you don't want, you know, you're just going like, you've got to stop now. Okay?
Okay.
Does this make any sense at all to you?
I mean, overall, yes. I mean, not in the ideal place I would like to be at the current time, but...
I just want to make sure that I'm going along the right, your track, because this is what I'm, it's just like, this is what I'm getting. Anyway, I want you to know that it's going to stop.
Okay. That's good.
It's not going to stop until you make up your mind. And you already know what I'm talking about when I say you got to make up your mind.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have to go into details because I know that you know it. I know exactly that you know it. When you make up your mind, things are going to clear out. It's going to be like, it's almost like when you look up at the sky and you watch clouds and they're moving along and all of a sudden it's just like clear for you were looking at. That's what's going to happen, okay? That's what it's going to feel like. You just have to stay with it, look at it, focus on what you're doing. That's the important part. Focus on what you're doing. When you focus on what you're doing, you're going to be fine. Stop the rest of it, because you know you all you're doing is damaging yourself. Okay.
Okay.
John, are you getting anything from him, from Frank?
Well, I have a spirit for him, but I mean, this spirit, because I can't tell male or female, but what I'm getting is the name B. The name that comes right out of is Grandma B, kind of a thing. I mean, I'm just getting this kind of an older person energy with the name B, or it starts with B, or or the name is like a nickname B. So I don't know, you know, who that belongs to, but they're not giving me much to go on, and I'm trying really hard. So while you were doing that, I was just really trying to get this link, and it's just not the strongest thing I've ever picked up. What I do feel is this person is talking to you about something, because I'm going to cheat a little because I do happen to know about some of your history, you know, Frank. I mean, with regard to your school situation and things that you do. This has to do something. I mean, the sense I get is some of the stuff going on and why this person is. This person is actually. This isn't somebody who's you've ever met. This is somebody this is a guide. Is this a challenge that you're running through related to this whole thing with the school? Is this like your schooling and everything you're trying to work out in your life right now?
Well, part of it. I mean, I would like to go to grad school at some point, not too far in the future.
Okay, and are you running into challenges of a personal nature regarding the goals that you're trying to set and accomplish? I mean, is this where this is? Because this is what I'm getting the feeling of. Pardon me?
Right now, they're entirely economical. Financial.
It is financial.
Financial? Yeah, financial. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, this B energy, I mean, whoever this is, and I'm not even sure they've ever been human. I mean, I'm just trying not getting any sex out of this spirit. I mean, I don't know who this is. But what I'm getting is this is a spirit who watches over you and is definitely interested in what you're doing. I'm going to concur with what Elizabeth was saying, with regard to where you're going and what you're doing. If you just stick with the plan with where you're going and don't give up on it, you're going to be okay.
Because he tends to get frustrated really quick.
Yeah, I'm getting.
And I don't know Frank that well, so I'm like, that's what I'm getting.
Frank, are you? I mean, I don't like to just. I kind of like what you are, Elizabeth, with regard to personal stuff. I try not to, do anything that's going to be harmful per se. But I mean, Frank, are you? I'll to put it judiciously. I mean, are you asking for help with this? I mean, are you getting help, or are you trying to do this by yourself?
You mean help to somebody in here?
What I'm saying is this situation that you're in with the fiscal thing that's causing the problem. Are you getting help? Have you asked for help with this? Have you gone to number one? Have you gone to spirit? Number two, have you actually concretely gone and asked for help from people here on this side?
I've done both. Yeah.
Has that hasn't panned out?
Well, it has not entirely, but I mean, I have not. How can I say this? I had increased my efforts maybe in the last month and a half or so. So I guess there's still time for it to manifest in both
okay,
a reality.
Okay, then this sort of clears it up. This is the whole thing with this B energy, whoever this, I don't know the whole name yet. But we'll just, for this moment in time, we'll call this person B. B is one of your guides. B is telling you, this is sort of a swift kick in the rear end. And I hate to do this.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm the messenger. Basically, you're getting a fire lit under your butt, and they're telling you, you better get a move on and get really passionate about it. And that's sort of the sense I get of this. So that's what this energy is doing. You just need to get out there and really push and make sure you're the first in line, kind of a thing, and make sure that who you're dealing with to get all this taken care of is aware you're there and that you're kind of not taking no for an answer, kind of a deal. So that's the thing I'm getting here with this. So passing the message on, what you do with it, you got to do. You go forward from here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, we've got 2 minutes, 4 seconds left, and what a show. I mean, we have done really well tonight.
Wow, we've had a good one.
I loved every minute of it. Yeah, it's been, our mediumship stuff is really developing here really well, and I'm just tickled to have all these different folks coming on and working, getting the chance to work with all these, talented folks. You did an awesome job tonight, my friend.
Oh, no, you did an awesome job, my friend. We do well together, and that's what I like about that. When we do shows together like this, we do really well.
It's kind of like wrestling, isn't it? I feel like you're tapping out, you hit me, okay, I go in the ring, and then we do some more.
Yeah, we do. It's like tag team, it's your turn, my turn, your turn. But we do good this way, and this is what I like. I like doing shows like this. I don't get a chance to do these very often because normally it's about other things, and this is really comfortable, and I enjoy these. Thank you very much.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm making this sort of a regular feature, where we're going to bring mediums in and have the regulars who come in. So you and I'll be more than glad to work with you anytime, bring you on to do some more of this. So
I would love to be able to. You know that. I'm always going to be your friend. You know that, no matter what happens.
Well, I love you dearly, too.
Okay. Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
We're
well,
just gonna,
you
know,
what.
You're always going to be my friend, and you know that. So
okay.
Doesn't matter what happens.
Well, with that, the mind lamp is a deep, deep purple, and we have 24 seconds remaining on stream. So I'm going to go ahead and start winding this show down. So you guys, thank you, everybody. I don't have time to read off everybody in chat, but by God, you know who you are, so we love you. And what we're going to do is wind this down. So 9 seconds, 10, 9, 8, 7. We're going to see you guys next Friday, by the way. I have a special show on Friday. I will be out Saturday, so we will be on Friday. See you guys later. This is Soul Spring signing off.
Are you
going to
be on Friday?
Ooh. Yep, we're going to be on Friday. We're going to be doing. I have a party that I've been invited to, so I'm going to be at that party on Saturday night. And I couldn't get home in time to do the show, so I moved it to Friday. So
okay,
off
cool.
we go.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'll try to catch you Friday night then.
Yeah. Boy, we kicked butt and took names, didn't we?
Well, we did. I think everybody enjoyed it. I'm glad they did. It made me feel good about it, you know, that we kind of like had people feeling good about stuff, and I think we did. Frank sent me a message, by the way, saying thank you very much. You were right on. And,
yeah,
you know, it was kind of funny because the first meeting we did, when he got really quiet, I just knew we'd hit him right on. I knew it. I mean, I didn't want to say that, you know. And I said, okay, Tom, you're being very quiet. Let me know what you're doing. I just knew we had him, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just, with Tom?
I knew we had him. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. I mean, the pattern that kind of erupted out of that whole thing was, you know, you hit
it. It was so funny because I knew we had his butt. I knew we had him. And, you know, even with Frank, Frank sends me this off message going, wow, you're awesome. I said, thank you, Frank.
Yeah, I mean, you come in and hit hard. I mean, I come in and circle, you know. I mean, it's really interesting to watch different mediums. And you go boring right in, and it's like, wham, you got them, you know. And
yeah,
it's like,
and I usually do. I usually do that. It's like really funny because I don't skirt around the issues. I usually go right for what I see and what I hear. And then I flat out ask them, if it's not what if I don't make sense, just tell me. It's okay. I don't need to always do that. You know, sometimes I don't. And usually they'll sit there and go, holy mackerel. She's like,
yeah.
And when they get quiet, I know I'm doing fine. That's really weird, isn't it? You would think it would be the opposite. But if I stay quiet, I know I'm doing good.
I think, like Tony, that was such a strange thing. I mean, you know, because you were working with him, and it was on a completely different topic, and I've got this spirit that just popped
well,
in.
Well, yeah, with relationship.
What the? Yeah.
And I was
and here you were
getting spirit, and I'm like going, okay, I didn't get anything about that because I was focusing on his relationship.
They're picking like one, you know, they're working with one, you know, medium, and then they're working with another on a different thing, and it was like parallel processing. I'm going, wow, why am I getting this spirit? Like, who's Joel? And then
well,
I find out the two names are the same guy, and I'm going,
Joe and Joel, yeah. And what's funny about that is that, you know, that's the way it normally works sometimes. It was so funny because when I used to do readings professionally online, which I don't anymore because I don't have time. I just don't have time with working a full-time job and doing what I do. But it was so funny when I used to do that. It was, you know, relationships were my biggest thing. That's what I made my money on.
Yeah.
It was exactly what I made my money on. Because, you know, I could just pull it in and go wham, bam, and, you know. And it was so funny. They would always come back to me because they'd go, oh, my God, you just, you know, this is where you're at. But I just, I you know, relationships are, you know how that goes. I know.
Yeah.
I'm good at those.
Well, what I feel like was they each selected our strong, you know, suite, and you know, they picked you on the relationship
and they hit me on the
other thing, and I just was like, well.
Yeah, I'm really strong on relationships. If they come on me with that, that's what I do. I do relationships, and I'm like, I can nail them every time, and they're like, oh my God, you know. But I do.
Yeah.
I nail them on relationships, and that's what I do. That's my strong point.
I'll
the first one to admit that.
Well, we did good today. I mean, so yeah,
we did good.
Yeah, I like the idea of, you know, doing some continuing work together like this, and just keep it kind of a periodic, you know, type of thing. We did good
the whole weekend. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
we
that whole thing.
That was a
neat thing yesterday. I mean, I was really blown away by how well that went, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
Z-Talk. We didn't reschedule you, did we?
That would be good. I mean, I'd like that.
Happy October 15th.
Let me look at my dates here. Let's see. I'm not on the right computer,
I know I don't write anything in September, but I think that's my first opening. October the 15th, which is a Saturday.
Yeah, 3 o'clock again, Pacific.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Okay, I'm good for that. Let's do that. Okay, right. And then I'll tell you how my. Oh wait a minute, that's October.
That's October
15th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
okay,
going to be what's interesting is that, you know, my second year anniversary with Z-Talk is going to come up October the 5th. And I've already talked to the guy that the CEO over there and find out what I can do, you know, do a special show over there. I'm almost his only one he's got that started originally when they started October the 5th.
Yeah.
And I actually did my first show. Wait till you hear this one. I actually did my first show out of California.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about this. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I did my first show out of California. And I was talking to Scotty last night and said, Scotty, I want to, you know, what are you guys doing for that week for, you know, our anniversary? He goes, I don't know yet. I said, well, whatever it is, you better include me, you know?
Well, I feel this is going to, you know, I'll probably see about trying to get you on a little earlier in September.
Okay,
I'll take a look at my schedule.
I'm not in the right...
Yeah, I'm not in the right. I have on my laptop. I've got my.
Well, honey, you know how to get a hold of me. You know how to call me. You know how to do all those things. So.
Yeah, so I'll go check that tonight, and we'll get that going. And then, I think what's happening here is, two mediums, each with different skill sets, and what the other side is doing is, you know, picking whoever can talk to us with which spirit and do their thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we go about it at different ways, and it's funny because we end up going in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, it was just neat to get these multiple spirits coming through, you know, and doing this. So, I'm thrilled. I mean, this was a great weekend. I'm going to definitely follow up with this. So.
All right, what I got to do? I got to go to bed. I got to get up in the morning at 4:30.
Yeah, I got to do some similar stuff myself. So I'm going to wind down, and big hug to you, and thank you. I love you.
Yeah, big hugs to you too. And I'm gonna sit here and put Jan to bed. She's looking at me like, Mom, I'm tired. And I'm gonna do that. And you know, I meant to have Walmart sells these frozen. There's these drinks that they sell. You can buy it. It's kind of funny because they're like in a tube, and they're like pomegranate and acai margaritas. Dollar something, whatever. Anyway, and
you
put them in the freezer, you freeze them. And it's so funny because I seen one tonight and I bought me one. I froze it and then I forgot to drink it. That's flat. It's like, okay, I forgot. All right. But I'll have it one day this week, I guess.
When we do, I'll tell you what, I haven't done a margarita night show in forever. I will invite
you. We need to do a margarita
show.
We need to kill that bug
up our you-know-what and have a margarita show.
Yeah, we do.
And I'll be on Dog Talk Radio.
I'm going to take some time off. I got Labor Day Sunday, you know, that Monday off. I'm going to be off that day. So I'm off that day because I'm working now 7 days a week. And then I'm going to take... a week off in October, but I'm not real sure yet what week I'm going to take off in October that I'm going to.
Yeah.
And then I've got 3 days off in November for holidays normally. And then I'm going to take off, you know, I've got some time off in December. So, you know, I'm trying not to burn myself out, but I got to do what I got to do. And this is only temporarily. It's only like till end of November, so I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good to go. So.
All right.
You know,
well,
what can I tell you?
Well, I'll plan something out then for in the fall for a margarita night, and we'll have you on with me. Okay.
There you go. There you go.
All
just
right.
Let me know ahead
right.
of time.
All right, my dear.
All right. Talk
okay.
to you soon.
Talk
okay.
to you soon.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye now. All right. What a show tonight. And I have one of you out there is left. I see you, 217. And so you're my lone listener now. So I'm going to go ahead and wind it down. And, again, for all the listeners in archive, we'll be on Friday night, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern time in the morning. So we'll be doing our show then, and it will be EVP night. We're going to be doing on-air EVP analysis, so you can dial in and speak with spirits and get answers that hopefully we'll all be able to hear. But I'm pretty good at interpreting what's going on when we get those inputs back and we get some interesting results back. So anyway, we're going to sign off. See you guys next time, and thanks for listening in. We love you all, and this is Soulstream signing off. We're going to go ahead and pick a nice shutdown here. I think we're going to do a little bit of Enigma. Here we go. Talk to you guys later. Bye now.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.